Hello everybody, it's me Vidushi Best, and today we're gonna read chapter 10 of The 13 Ghosts. Chapter 10, 12 Ghosts plus 1. "This is too much," Billy shouted. "I'm fainting." His snout hit the floor once again. When he opened his eyes, he saw an incredible sight. 12 ghosts were seated at the table, including a dog, a spider, and a mosquito. Each one of the ghosts glared at the intruders. Creepilla was so happy. Her search for ghosts was over at last. "So nice to meet you," she said. "Can you please tell me who you are?"
Yes,
Billy stuttered. "Who are you?" A tall, thin ghost with his nose in the air was the first to speak.
"I am Simon Snooty Snout, the butler of Squeaksphere Mansion," he said in a snobby voice. "It is my duty to inform you that we do not allow intruders of any kind here. You may not stay here. Leave, depart, vamoose, get out, shoo."
He floated around Creepilla and the others, making Billy tremble with fright.
"How rude," Creepilla replied with a huff. "This is Billy's house and we are his guests. You are the one haunting this house. Why don't you leave?"
"Show a little respect," the butler replied. "We don't haunt this house. We live here. This is our home, whether you like it or not."
So, you wanna know who the ghosts are, the names and something about them? Let's go then. Simon Snooty Snout, butler. With centuries of experience, he has wisely taken care of Squeaksphere Mansion for as long as anyone can remember.
Bob Woodmouse, carpenter. He creates secret passageways and furniture hidden with compartments. He built the passage in the wardrobe that leads to the basement.
Mist Dustmop, housekeeper. She is wonderful at mending cobwebs and polishing the green patches of mold on the wall.
Hank Hammerrat, blacksmith or locksmith. He makes links of clanking chains for ghosts. He'll make them out of solid ghosts by request.
Bonnie Raghu, cook. She dreams of opening a gloomy restaurant for ghosts called The Last Meal. Her specialty is invisible meatballs.
Ted Trimmertail, gardener. He is a master of making plants wither. Thanks to him, the mansion's garden is wild and full of thorny bushes.
Ned Needles, tailor. He creates stylish, spooky fashion for all the ghosts in Mysterious Valley. He specializes in silk sheets.
Dreamella Airhead, maid. She always loses her glasses and then finds them in the refrigerator or between the cushions in the sofa or in the secret passageway in the wardrobe.
Gus Sip, caretaker. He knows all the gossip about the ghosts in the Mysterious Valley.
Leggy, spider artist. He weaves the strong spider webs that decorates Squeaksphere Mansion.
Buzzilla, toothless mosquito. A music lover, she never misses a concert.
She loves to buzz along with the orchestra.
Arf, sleepwalking dog. At night, he digs in the garden searching for the bones he's hidden. If only he could remember where he buried them.
Billy turned white. Maybe they're right, he whispered to Creepilla. We should go.
Billy, don't be ridiculous, Creepilla said firmly. It's your house and you have the right to live here.
But I don't want to live in a house full of ghosts, he replied, wriggling his paws. I just want a quiet place where I can write my next book.
Simon Snooty Snout froze. Book, he exclaimed. Does that mean you're a writer?
Yes, Billy admitted. The butler flew right in front of Billy's face.
A writer.
That's right, Billy repeated.
A writer? The butler asked again.
Yes, Billy shouted.
Snooty Snout turned to the other ghost. Did you hear that? He's a writer.
The ghost began to dance with joy around Billy. The poor mouse looked like he might faint again.
We've been waiting for this day for a century.
Billy was confused. What do you mean?
The butler snapped his fingers. Dreamilla, Bring all of our notes here, he ordered. The maid vanished. A moment later, she reappeared with a pile of papers that went all the way up to the ceiling. These notes describe all of the records, events, secrets, and mysteries of Squeaksweir Mansion, the butler explained. We point it out very dramatically. We just need a famous writer to transform them into a book of true terror, Billy gulped. Actually, I have other things to do, he said nervously. Don't worry, Mr. Writer. It won't take very long, replied Dreamilla. According to our calculations, you would only need to write about 754 volumes of 3,000 pages each. That should only take about 30 years, Billy gasped. Simon Snooty Snout had a proposition for him. If you promise to work hard on the book, we would let you stay in the house. As long as, Billy asked. As long as, the butler replied. As long as what? Billy asked.
As long as the 13th ghost agrees, the butler finished.
And who is the 13th ghost? Creepilla burst out impatiently. Arf, the ghost dog, floated up to Creepilla and wagged his tail. Arf will take you to the 13th ghost, Creepilla said. Follow him. The dog barked and floated through the door at full speed.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of me reading the 13th ghost. I will be back again tomorrow to read another chapter from the book in another episode. Till then, this is Vidushi Best signing off. Bye-bye.